It let us again start at the beginning of Perek Hagoyz al Machel, because it's one sugya, one hemshech. Hagoyz al Machel is born up. A person stole and he gave his children to eat the stolen goods. V'hinich lifneim, or a case number two, that he died, and he left over for them the yarshin p'turim ilashalem. So, in both cases, they're potter to pay. Which is a very unclear statement. Omar Avchiz de Gozal Beloy Nishyayshu Abaylam. A person stole, and the Baylam will not miyayish. Bo Acha v'yochloi. Now someone comes and eats it. Is Rotza Mize Goyve, Rotza Mize Goyve. So the Nigzal has an alternative. He can be Goyve from either the first Gazlan or the second Gazlan. My time, Kol Kame Beloy Nishyayshu Abaylam, Rishusay de Morikoi, it's still in his Rishus, it's still his. So the second one who ate it is also a Gazlan. So the Gemara asks on Rav Chisdet Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Goizel, Umachal es Bonov, Inich Lifnayim, Pturim Elishalem. So it says, Umachal es Bonov. So here they ate it. They ate it over a Gozel, and it says, they put it to pay. Tiyufte de Rav Chisde, so tiyufte de Rav Chisde, Amaloch Rav Chisde kisan yahi la'ache yush. The Mishnah is speaking about la'ache yush, and eventually we'll see in Taisvus what the lumdus of la'ache yush is. But that is why nepota, because they ate it after yush. What does Rashi say? Bishu say de mori koi. So the oichel is also a gazlan. It still belongs to the Bailim, so the oichel is a gazlan. And Rashi had said pshat, so the father died, the yarshin the Dover HaGozel, and they put it to pay. Amarami Barchome, Zeis HaMeres, Rishus Yoyresh, Kirshus Lekeach Domi, that a Yoyresh, that Yarshins, is considered like another Rishus, that is called Ashinu Rishus. Let us see what Rashi says. Zeis HaMeres, Diktoni Vinich Livneim Pturim, Rishus Yoyresh Kirshus Lekeach Domi. Vahave lo Kirshus Acheres. This is called the second Rishus. It'd be a svara to say that Bro Karadavuin, and that the Yoyreshim are Hamshacha of the Rishus of the Gazlan. So, and then they wouldn't be kind, eh? So, but Rami Bachome said no. The Mishnah says that the Mishnah says that they are kainer because it's called a shini rishus. Mavlei kishus acheres. V'kivin de okim no lamas nisin lache yush. Since we said the Mishnah is speaking about after yush, konu liyasmi biyush v'shini rishus. Di biyush kedi. If we'll say alz yush kedi, loikoni. You can't say, Midlektoni Ptura Bavuim. He says, why didn't the Mishnah say that the father is potter to return the chayfets? Why did he speak about the chayfets only by the Yoshim? If Yishkadi Koni, Sal Kaponim, the father would be potter to return the chayfets Sal Kaponim, even though he's Chayiv Domim, Altamaisik Zayla, but Alt the chayfets is potter, and since it only mentions a ptur on the chayfetz by the Yoshim, so it seems that Yush is not koine. and Yush Vishini Rishus is Koine, and it is considered a Shini Rishus. Agav Ulchev is a very interesting Taisvus read that Beheshev is Agzela Asher Gozal Tavke the Gazlan is Mechuyev to return it. But the Lekeach min HaGazlin, he's not Mechuyiv to return it. Ve'eshev Asher Gozal, the one who stole, is Mechuyiv to return it. Now, if it's speaking about before Yush, so he's also a Gazlin. So he also falls into the category of Asher Gozal. So Kocher, the Pasuk is speaking about after Yush. He brings a drash on this. And Veheshev, and who's Mechuyiv to return it? Only the one who stole. And not the Lekech min the Gazlan, if he acquired it like Yush. He brings a Pasuk that Yush Vishini Rishus is kind. Aber Bekitza, Rami Bachome said, that what the Mishnah says, V'nich Levnem Turim L'Shalom means it's Be'en. Der keine als Jewish Vishine Rishus. That is what Rami Bachama holds. Rava Omar, Rishus Yerish, Lav Kirshus Lekeach Domi. Ravis disagrees. He says that the Yerish, the Rishus Yerish is Brokara Davuan, considered the same Rishus of the Gazlan. This is Amshocha of the Rishus Gazlan. And just like the Gazlan can't be Kaine, so they also can't be Kaine. They're called Shini Rishus. V'hoche b'mayas kinam k'she'ochlo. Now what it says, v'niach lefneim, means that they ate it. It's speaking about that they ate it. Frech the Gemara, omidiktoni seife. Im hoya dovo sheyesh b'yachayis chayovim l'shalom. We'll see the Gemara understood im hoya dovo sheyesh b'yachayis means im hoya dovo, the dovo hanigzel is similar to karke, so the mechuyev to return it because it's a dovo mesuyim. So it seems that we're speaking about that the dovo hanigzel is banned. But if this, the gzeila that is, hiniach lifnayim is similar to adava sheyesh b'yachayis, chayavim l'shalem. That's the Gemara's kasha. Adava sheyesh b'yachayis chayavim l'shalem, mechlal t'raish b'gzeila kayem es haskina. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, k'sha'ochlom la'acha mises avim, V'nigzal ein yochol l'toivon, sharei loy gozlu, they didn't steal it. Frag the Gemara, v'midiktoni, it seems after years, they're not called gazlon. V'midiktoni seifim ha'yadova sheyesh b'yachayis, if the dova ha'nigzal, kigoyin dova ha'niker l'rabim, v'nire kol shoh, it's something that everyone recognizes that this is the Dova HaGozel, and this is Nire Kol Shor. We see Kol Shor how the Yorshe HaNigzal are using a Dova HaGozel, Ke'en Karke, that's the Yehoi Dova Shesh Berchais, is a Moshul, the Ke'en Karke, Oike Goin Talis Uksus, which is also Nike L'Rabim, that this belonged to the Nigzal. Chayovim lachzira mibnei kvoid avihem. Als kovid avihem, shabriyis oimrim zu talis shagozal pleini. So memele, the mechuyiv to return it als kovid avihem. Agavucha iso, Rabochonon asks in Tevich, Rabochonon asks in a note that the klal is that kibbad ov is mishal ov. That means you're not mechuyev to give your own money al tzkibudo. So he's, so yes, so what is pshat in kvoid avihem? that that em chuyev to give this away. That means bekitzer. This is how Rami Bachamba learned. Really, they were kind of with Yish Vishini Rishus. No, the Mechuyah, if it's Imhoya Dova Sheshba Echayis Nechosim, that means if the Dova that they Yarshant, that was the Yish, after Yush, they Yarshant a Dova that's a Dova Mesuyim, that's Mefusim, the Mechuyah to return it out Skvay Davia. But they Yarshant it already, it's theirs. So why are they mechuyev al tzkvoy davim to give away their kaka or their talis? So Rabbi Chanan says that he says a klal in Hilchos Yerusha that if the whole din that Yoshim Yarshin from a mace is if there is no need for the mace for the Yerusha, so then it goes over to his Yerushim. But if the mace needs it for his own needs, if there's a hechetimtze that the mace needs the Yerusha, so he's kaidem liyoshav. So Rabbi Chana wants to say, since this is negeya kvoidoi, so memele, so it's not theirs to keep, since it's negeya kvoidoi. That's what he wants to say. We'll see later, it's very much negeya and teisves. Al kaponim, so that's what it says in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says that it seems it's a ben. Michlal. So the Gemara says, Michlal de begzele kayemes askina. We're speaking about that the Gzela is Kayim, and we are speaking about that, and we're differentiating if it's Adova Mesuyim, Filahochi, Eichid the Lav Mishim Kovit, Potolo Bereshim Bamasnisan. So we see from the Seifim, Hoya Adova, we're saying if the Adova Nigzel was Adova Mesuyim, then you mechiv to return it. Zanadova Mesim Yalat to keep it. So we see clearly, not the way Rav is Epshat the Mishnah that is speaking about that Ochlo. That's the Kashan Rav. Amar lecha Rav Ochi Kama. So Rav answered this Kashan, you're learning wrong Pshat in the Mishnah. Not v'mohoyo dovo sheyesh bo yachayis is speaking about the dovo hanigzal. That means if the dovo hanigzal is a dovo hamesuyim yimechuyiv to return it. Well, the Mishnah means something else. V'iniach lifneyem p'turim milishalem. They're potter to pay if he ate it. V'mohoyo dovo, but if the father left over kalkem, so that's from the Mishnah. Aistas. They're potter to pay if they ate it up. But if the father left over karka, so the father, you gave him the karka that was nishtabit b'chaye abiyah. But as Rashi says, "Mechlal the begzela kayemes askinan, for lochi heichad the lav mishem kovet patulu bereishim masnisin. Hori kamim nichlam aviim karkois mishaloi, afilu ochlu asagzela chayovim. Not out their actions, nor the shtabin nechosim davuin mechaim. So the yimon the karka became the shtabin to the nigzal. Frak the Gemara." How could you, Rava, say such a pshat in the Mishnah? Let us see how Rabbeinu HaKadosh taught his son pshat in the Mishnah. V'masni le'rebi le'Rab Shimon b'rei. Rebbe explained the Mishnah to his son Rab Shimon. Lo dova sheyesh bo yachayis mamish. The Mishnah does not mean that if the yarshin karke from the father, Chayre was karka nigzeles, and it's a real dava mesuyim. Loiva v'shesh bo yachayis mamish, ala filo poro v'chayrish bo, chamer mechama orov, achro, v'zulso chayav v'lachsim, nei kevoy davim. We see clearly that Rabbeinu HaKodesh understood Pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is speaking about, that, that what they had yarshened a dobo sheyesh boyachayis, that means that was the dobo hanigzol, and Rabbeinu HaKodesh told Rab Shimon, it doesn't have to be such a dobo mefursim, no, afilu por v'chayrish v'chamay mecham ha'acha v'zulso adava mesuyim that is mechuyim l'achsa. Mibnei kvoy davim. What does Rashi say? Loi dava sheyesh bo yachayis mamish. Loi shegozal karke v'inicha lifneim. That is pshat in the Mishnah. Utsim karke n'gzeles. El afilu gozal por v'chorash bo. Rechamoyr mechamer achov, v'amakel, v'akel meidim shoy, de nigzol, chayov, and also mochiv to return it. Alme b'gzeyle kayemes, askinon, so we see the Mishnah speaking about gzeyle kayemes, and der koine, al tshish v'shini rishus, we say rishus yer, v'shlap kishus lekeach. Elo marovet, so Rava said, Ki shechivna, when I'll be nifta, Rabbi Shaya nofik levosi. So Rabbi Shaya will come from Eilam HaEmes to be mekabel me after the Ptire, with Toritzno masnisin kibosei. That I'm rogel to say, to be metaretz mishnayis, like Rabbi Shaya learned in the Baraisa. The Tony Rabbi Yeshaya, a goizel umachel es bonov, pturim milishalem, he niach lifneim, gzeila kayem es chayovim, that is what Rava said, that's what Rabbi Yeshaya said, if it's be'en, es chayovim lishalem, ein gzeila kayem es pturim, so you see Rabbi Yeshaya learned it's only part of ein gzeila kayem es, Iniach lamaviyam achayis nechosim, but if the father left over karke, chayom l'shalom. So Rava said, pshat in our Mishnah is not the way Rebbe said pshat in the Mishnah. Pshat in the Mishnah is like the barais of Rabbi Shaya. What does Rashi say? Omar Rava ki shechivna Rabbi Shaya nofik levosi yeitzei likrosi. Agavuche, for 1 minute I'd like to say over in the akdome, to Chedusha Rab Shloime, they bring down that there were Talmidim that were by the, standing by the Ptire from Rab Shloime Hyman, Zechon Lebroche, and they were made that right before the Ptire, he said, bring 2 chairs, Rabbi Kiveger, Rab Chaim Oizer came to me. So it would seem a person who was Zeche, Rab Shloime Bechlau was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Oizer, and he was a Talmud of the Svarim of Rabbi Kiveger. He was always learning Rabbi Kiveger's Svarim. So it seems that there's a difficult journey that the Neshama has after he leaves this world to go to the Olam HaEmes. So those who are Zoyche, they're Zoyche Takabolas Ponim from Neshama's Chashuvis who will show the way and guide him. And protect him. So here, Rava said that I always try to say the Mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Shaya. So Mamela, Rabbi Shaya will be mekabel ponim. Yeitze likrosi. Dimitaritzna lemasnisin kebosei. I set pshat na Mishnah the way Rabbi Shaya held. Bachayis mamish. It's speaking about Afke, the father left over Chayis Nechosim, Upsheng Zeila Kayemes, Vachasuri Mechsere, Lemukilo, Bedover Amesuyim, Zeila Kayemes Kerebi. No, Rabbi Shaya said a different shot. Rabbi Shaya said it's speaking about your only potter, Sheng Zeila Kayemes, And that achais nechosa means the father left over kalke and it became mishubet. The kivin da ashkechen. Le bereise, since we found a bereise that said these halachas, that when the father died, it's totally gzele kayemes or not, Let us go further. Now, we're going to discuss this paraisa of Rabbi Shaye. Ein agzeila kayemes pturim. If the gzeila is not banned, that means even though they ate up the gzeila, they're potter. Name it evet yufte da Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, gozal bo'acha bo'ochloi, rotzem ize goive, rotzem ize goive. And here it says, Rabbi Shaye says, "Klo ein gzeil kayemis," means that the children ate it up. The pota, Omar lecho Rav Chisda, kisanya ahi la'acha yush. This baraisa, and that's the same way that Rav Chisda said pshat in our Mishnah, that a goizel umachil es bonov, that the bonim are pturim, and the moist akashen Rav Chisda, why can you be goyver from the bonim? So Rav Chisda said, our Mishnah is speaking about after Yush. And after Yush, you can't mourn from the children if they ate it up. So Rav Chisda said, the Baraisa is also speaking about after Yush. Oh, Mama. Now again, we're going to discuss the member of Rabbi Shai, Gzeila Kayemes, Chayovim Lishalem. Name it Evtet Yufte, the Rumi Barchome. He says, here it says, Klov, the Gzeila is Kayem. So, the Chayovim Lishalem. So you see clearly that Rishus Yerish, Lav Kishus Lakech Domi, and the Nakaine be Yish Vishin Rishus. Oma locho romi bachome, kisan yahi lifne yush. That is speaking about bifne yush. So according to Rami Bachome, Rabbi Shai is speaking about lifne yush. And Rami Bachome is chaylik on Rav Chisda. We have told Cheshbon over here. Rami Bachama holds Gozal Beloinish Yaisha Bamboacha Ba'ochloi. You cannot be goive from the Oichel, can only be goive from the Gazlan, even if it was Lufnei Yush. So Memele, that's how Rabbi Shaye Lermshat in the this Memre, that's how Rami Bachama Lermshat in Rabbi Shaye. Rabbi Shaye is speaking about Lufnei Yush. A goizel umachalas bonav turim, even though it's lifne yush, you can't mourn from the bonim. Then he said, "Vayte iniach lifneim is gzeila kayem es chayovim, because it's before you, so they can't keep it for themselves. Ein gzeila kayem es pturim, because if they ate it up, they ate up a double goizel." The potter to pay. Kesan yehi lifne yush. Let's see Rashi. Gzeila kayemes. Shaloi achru achrei moisoi. V'tovon hanigzal. And the nigzal was teveya them. I don't know by Rashi they mention Tovon HaNigzal, and if the Nigzal was not Tevei them, then if you hold, this is going according to Rav, there is Shush Yerush Lav Kishush Lekeyach Domi, so they weren't Koine, you need a Tviya from the Nigzal, and if the nigzel was not teveya, they can hold it. They have to return it. It's not, they weren't kind it. And Nabi Rashi mentions v'tovlan ha-nigzel. Chayovim, the rishus yerish, lav kishus lekeach domi, v'yishkadi loikot. Engzei lekayemes, shachlua achrei moisoi. Turim, dinu legozol midi, since it's after years, it would seem. And here, Lama Vim Achais Nechosim, Karka Mishaloi, Chayav Mushalim, Dishtabed Nichsei. The Rav Chizda, so the Gemara Esa, Rav Chizda, Domele, Rotsa Mizegoive. So, and here it says that their potter, if it's Eina Ben, if they ate it up, Vacha Yiyush, Vachluot. Here, speaking about that they ate it after, they ate it after Yiyush, so then your potter. To have it yukta the Rami Bachome, kibin the lache yish or kimte, lifna yish. So Rami Bachome learned Rabbi Shaya speaking about lifna yish, the shini rishus, the lo yish loikoni. Kain gzela kayemish, achlu achim, aisavim, pturim, the last lay the Rav Chizde. Rami Bachome does not hold like Rav Chizde. Now, the Lubavoni, I don't understand, according to Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama brought a raya from our Mishnah, that Rishus Yairish, Rishus Lekeach Domi. And that's why they were kaida. So Rashi says, V'kivin do kimde lamas nisan l'acha yush, since the Mishnah is speaking about l'acha yush, now, who said the Mishnah is speaking about Lacha Yish? I mean, Rav Chizda said it's speaking about Lacha Yish, because Rav Chizda holds, Hagoizol Machalas Bona, but they're only put to Lacha Yish. Like this, they be chayav al Tzvotam Yisegoyde. Now, after the Maskonas HaGemorah, Rami Bachoma holds their put of Ilokaidim Yish. Doesn't hold of Rav Chizda. So it's a little mud now. Goyzel amachelas bono, lochere speaking about the filokoidim yush. Binir lifneim is speaking about, it's a little mud now. So here, there seems the only difference is here it's machel and here it's binir lifneim. And Rashi says the whole guy is because the Mishnah is speaking about lacha yush, but the kimne was only according to Rav Chizda, but Rami Bacham is chaylik on Rav Chizda. Now let us see Taisvis. Hagoizel umachil, lav davke machil, duhu adin noisen lahem, if we'll give it to his children, the pturim, l'ravchizde, the muki begmore, masnisen lache yush, behavela yush, vishini rishus. So Taisva says, that what it says, machel, don't have to, not necessarily that they ate it. Not necessarily that they ate it. No, afilu he gave it to them, they'll also be kaine, vavala yush vishina rishus. Now, l'chayra, we have to understand, Taisva's Rav Chizda sepshat and Rabbi Shaya, that Rabbi Shaya is speaking about la'acha yush. And that's why engzela kayemis the potter. Engzela kayemis the chayiv. So Rav Chizda holds, like Rove, that rishus yairish lav kirshus lekeach dami. That's what Rav Chizda holds. And here Taisva says, That what it says in the Mishnah, Goizel u'machil es bonov, is lav davke machil, that they ate it up. Afilu it's ben, the loss of be potter. Atshiyish v'shini rishus. So how does this stim? Rav Chizda holds like Rove that rishus yairish, lav kishus lekeach domi. And that's why if it's ben, the chayom l'shalem. So that's sechmir, the kasha is not shver. The whole concept of Rishus Yairish Kishus Lekeach Domi is only we said the lomdus is bro kare davuin, it's like one big reshus. That is only speaking when the father died and they take over what the father possessed. So we say bi yerusha, that what they're taking over, what the father possessed, is bro kare davuin. It's pshat is that this is a hemshech of the reshus ha'av. That's by yerusha. So it's not called a shini reshus. Yush v'shini reshus is kaine. The yoshim according to Rove and Rav Chisde is reshus yoyrish. It's not called lab reshus lekeich. It's called a hemshech of the reshus ha'av. That is if the father died and they're taking over what the father possessed as brokar davua. Mashein kei Tosfos here is speaking about b'chayei ha'av. The father's alive, and he gives them a matone. Here, there's no concept of brokar davua. Here, this is called a shini rishus, that the father gave his son. This is called a different rishus. That what the yarshin mimenu, that's called a shini, that's called brokar davua. They're taking over, or they're being mamshech the previous rishus. About al-koponim, so therefore, Tosfos says, lav davke machu, to the noisim lam the pturim lav chiz the muki bigmara mas nisan lachi yish dav la yish vishin rishus elo uchid the milsanoka. So he says that normally you don't give matanis, you give them teeth, but in a chanami, nosan is also the same thing. Inami davke nokat machel afilu la rav chizde the loichoshev shini rishus Bamashen noisim levonov asmuchim al shulchanoi afilu lishmu d'oma b'bob metziya d'metziyosan la'atzmon kimen d'lachila noisim lam umezay noisav olov oichoshev shini rishus. Now, I'd like to mention something. Tosfos, let us appreciate what Tosfos kasha was. Tosfos kasha was a geizel umachel as bonov. Means as follows. He stole something, and now he gives it to the children to eat, and they ate it. So it says, they're potter to pay, and according to Avchista, why are they potter to pay? Because since it's after Yehush, so you can't be goyver from the oichel. That's, Tosfos had a kasha, a filler before they ate it. He gave it to them to eat. There's a step before. He put it on the table. He gave it to them to eat. So there's a filovitz be'en. They're also allowed to keep it. Because this is called, since it's speaking about Yush, so it's Yush v'shini rishus. And Yush v'shini rishus, that's what we mentioned, b'chayayov, it's called shini rishus. So it's theirs to keep. I feel like they don't need it. The potter to give it to the nigzal. Because it's Yish Vishin Rishus. That was Tosfos Kash. So Tosfos in the first time says, Einachanami, he doesn't give it to them normally for a maton, he gives it to them to eat, and they eat it. No, Mameo, but Einachanami. Tosfos in the second Teret says, Amir de Kezach. If it would only say that he gave it to them to eat, so Tosfos says, the kivin de lachila noisen lehem umezay nois of olav lechoshev shini rishus. That means as follows. So the Dvar Yaakov, and I think that's Hereshmu, both of them say a beautiful pshat in Tosfos. There's a shaila. If a person invites a guest to eat by him, fine. He invites a guest. The guest comes and he sees beautiful food that his machna seirich put out for him. It's a shot. He should eat it. He wants to marry Anisha. So I'll go and take, he doesn't have any money to marry her. So I'll go and take this food. And he'll go and be Mekadisha. We'll give him Mekadisha. It's worth a shavaput. He'll be Mekadisha. There's a big shayla shima kadeshes. What the shayla? The shayla is, was it given to them? Who says he gave it to them? He invited them to eat. If you eat it, it's good. That's my mitzvah. But if you're not eating it, who says it's yours? It's mine. I'm letting you eat mine. But others say by an oirach is different. An oirach, I mean, you're biting your machilik, you want to be mekamach nosu soichim, some a mele, if he'll buy an isha, make a taste. I mean, that's called, by an oirach could be this amokim to say, you're taking giving it to the oirach. The leader, mekadosh an isha, ki mekadosh an isha also. That's by an oirach. A child, that the only reason he's giving the child to eat because mezainos of all of them, he wants to feed him, he's not giving him, he's gonna take, he wanted to buy something in the candy store, and then the father said, no, 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 and now he's got something very choshev, so go and barter with the candy store that'll go, I didn't give it to you to keep, I gave it to you to eat. If you eat it, it's good. If you don't eat it, I'm not giving it to you. So that is what Taisvus is saying over here. Taisvus is saying the sole reason why the children are potter to pay because they ate it. If they wouldn't have eaten it, so that's a called Shini Rishus because the father never gave it to them. He put it down on the table that they should eat it. If they eat it, so they're potter because after Yush, you cannot be goyve from the yoichel. That's what Rav Chisda said. But if they don't eat it, there's no shini reshus whatsoever, because he didn't give it to them. That's what Chayim Shat and Taisvus. Inami davkin nokat machal afilu Rav Chisda lechoshiv shini reshus v'mashenoisin labon v'asmucham al shochon. That's not called he gave it to them. Afilu shmud amabab metziyah de metziyosan la'atzmam. It's not called that whatever, that they don't have a yad. Rabbi Yechon holds they don't have a yad, whatever that kind of belongs to the father. Now, filo the shmud am above metzid and metzios and laatzma, about kivin the lachila noiselam, umezay nois of all of lechoshim shini rishus. Fine. So, memele, so Taisvus was very much bothered with the loshen umachel, why did they have to eat it? Afilu, we put it down on the table, they were kind of shini rishus. So they says no. He didn't give it to them. So my male, there's no shini rishus. Umiyu. L'rav de isla yish kedikoni. Rav holds yish is kind of. V'omar nami bepirken de isla de Rav Chisda. Rav holds like Rav Chisda. That what? That gozal. Now we have here, Rav is a moiridike problem. What's the problem? What's the problem with Rav? Rav holds like Rav Chisda. If someone eats a dover gozel, he's chayef to pay. Rav also holds that Yish is koine, Yish kedikoni. So now, hagozel umachel is bonot, it has to be speaking about after Yish. Because speaking about before Yish, you can mourn from the children. Rav holds like Rav Chisda. Rotsam Yisag Goyva, Rotsam Yisag Goyva. So it has to be speaking about after Yish. If it's speaking about after Yish, it belongs to the father already. So you can't say this second Shtik Torah that the head is a machel because he's not giving it to them. If it's speaking about after Yish, so it's his. So the same as a potter. So what's pshat umachel according to Rav? According to Rav, the word umachel is out of place. You don't need umachel. I feel it's still bad. It's also a koinet. Because Yish is koinet. Umiyu le Rav, the isla Yish kedikoni. Va'om anami bepirken the isla de Rav Chisda. Vim kain le didei nami tzach lukmi masnisen lache Yish kedemuki Rav Chisda. So why does it say machel? Vade machel avdav kedu adinois. Now, Philip, before they ate it, that what he gave it to them, the zicha koine, because it belongs to the father. So Mamele gave it to them, so they're koine. Va'oid yeshloima, v'larav nami machel davke, u'bedovo hamesuya. Now, Taisus wants to say no. Taka Yush is koine. And it's speaking about a kochach after Yush. So why do you need machel? It's speaking about a dover hamesuyim. It's speaking about a dover hamesuyim. So if they wouldn't have eaten it, there'd be a chiyuv on them to return it als kibudov. because the Felton kibbutz, but since they ate it, so finished, so there's nothing but to talk about. So they ate it, so there's no, the whole thing is, because when it's ben, it's missing kibbutz. And so he says, umachl, that they ate it. L'davoini, I don't understand this teretz of Taisvis for a multitude of reasons. Number one, it would seem that the father's alive, a geizel umachel is bono, and Taisvis says, why do you say machel? Because if it would be be'en, then mechuyev to return it als kvoid aviyev. So, l'chayre, if the father didn't do tshuva, he's a rosha. There's no mitzvah of kvoid aviyev. We had before a gemore that the Yoshim have to return als kvoid aviyev. So the gemore said he wanted to do tshuva, lehispik la'aseh tshuva. But l'chayre, I think it's speaking about that he's still alive. V'nichlef name is speaking about that he died. But here it's speaking about that he's still alive. So if he's still alive, so, and he's giving it to them, so, number one, l'chayre, he's a rosh, and there's no chiv of kibbutz. Number two, is a Taisus, we had a Taisus that Tzadik Daudam at Beis, Midaloi Choshev Likvoidoi Imkein Amai Chayovim Bonim Lahakse. If the father was not Chayish Likvoidoi, so Memele, so where the children don't have to be more Chas Al Kvoidoi than him himself. I mean, the father had a Dovah Mesuyim, the father had a Talus, the father of the Dovah Mesuyim, and he gave it to them, and it didn't bother him in the least that people will say that this is a gegazel to talis that his children are wearing. So why would they be mechuyev to return it? Taisus says, that's number two. And number three, we mentioned before Rabbi Chanan asks Akasha, why are Yoshim mechuyev to return now with the Yarshin from their father of Kvod Aviyem, L'cheirat Hodin of Kibbutz is only Mishal Ov, not Mishalem. So we mentioned, Rabbi Chanan says, that the Seder of Yerusha, that what Yoshim take over, that what belong to the Mace, that if there is no need to the Mace with these Nechosim, then it goes over to Yoshim. But if the mace has a usage from these nechosim, then it doesn't go over b'yerusha. The mace comes first. So memele kvoidai comes before the schiyas yerusha of the bonim. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. So that's very good by yerusha. But here it's speaking about he gave it to them. He gave it to them. So here we have a problem, it's Michel Ben, so why should we be mechuyev to return it? This is not Yerusha. The whole lamdus of Rabbi Chanan was that what a mace possesses, so he has priority before Yoshim. If he has a use out of it, so he has a priority over the Yoshim. But here we're speaking about that the father gave it to them, so now it's theirs, it's a Yerusha over here. So why should they be mechuyev to bedava masim? Why should they be mechuyev to give it back to the nigzel? So I don't understand. There are three reasons. L'chere, the father's a roshe, number one. So there's no. And if it didn't bother the father, they said before that tzadalav and base of the yoshim also don't have to worry about the kavod aviyim. If himself was not chos al kvoidoi, then it's Michel Ben. Gozal v'loinis yaishu abaylim uba'achar v'ochloi. This is the memra of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that if someone went and ate it,
before Yiyush, the Nigzal can man from Rotsa Mizegoyve, Rotsa Mizegoyve. Avol Nishyashu. But what is if they, the Bailam are Miyash? Ein Goyve Elomin Harishin. Kim in the Ochlo Yachin. Rav Chisda holds, the Baal Toysis isn't saying any spores, but Rav Chisda holds, if it was eaten after Yiyush, it can only be Goyve Min Harishin. Kim in the Ochlo Yachin. Vafilu eiche de ilu loy ochlo yo yechayim lahakse. Now, Taisa says, Amar de Kechidish, that even if it would be be'en, now, they would be mechuyiv to return it. Kekoin heiche de leke shine rishus, sinish yayish acha shaboli yad hasheni. So that's not called shine rishus. Afal pikein, so if it would be be'en, would be suros aliyodei. If it would be Ben, I'd have to return it. But if I ate it after Yush, I'm potter. Bechein mashma lekamon, the ukim rav chizda bereise da rabbi shaye, the ktoni gzeila kayemes chayovim. Achayit, koine, in the tzir of rabbi shaye if it's Ben, because rav chizda said, rabbi shaye holds rishus yoyrish lav kishus lekeyach domi. Vafilu hochi eng zeila kayemis ktoni de poto. It says, Amaradikazach, if it would be ben, the nigzel can money from them. But if they ate it up, and it's after Yush, even though they weren't koine, they're poto to pay. Beteime. Kivin de hiag zeila kayemis chayovim, if the zeila is ben, they're chayiv to return it. Amai pturim kshaochlum, so why when they ate it are they poto? The mechuyev to return it. So it belongs to the nigzal. So if it belongs to the nigzal, why aren't they chayev to pay? V'chein kosher l'romi b'chome. At the end of the omed we hear the member of Romi b'chome. The mukil al lifnei yush. He says, Rabbi Shai is speaking about lifnei yush. And lifnei yush, so it's zikha, when it's be'en, the zikha mechuyev to return it. Fafa pikin, if they ate it, the potter. Why are they potter? Oid l'Rav Chisda l'Rov v'kivin d'Rishus Yoyrish lav k'Rishus l'Keyach domi. So me'mele mali lifnei yish mali lachi yish. Afileng zeil kayem is chayom. What's the mile of lachi yish? They're not koine. There's no yish v'shini rishus. It belongs to the nigzol. So why are they pot if they ate it up? Nefeyera padova gozul lifnei yish. Rotsumizegoive. So Bezoi, here also should be the same din. So Taisvis starts off with Agzeris Akosa. Vieshloima. Darshinen mikrole kamon bishmaiten. The potter be'ein gzeile kayemis. Asher gozal. It says, Veshves gzeile asher gozal. Im ka'ein sher gozal yachser. If it's be'en, you have to return it. Mikan omru, hagoizol umachel es bonov. That means the gzeil is nakayim, the children ate it up. Depota te pay. Umistavre leila rav chizda, so you have a posik depota. Umistavre leila rav chizda, mikrodav kalachayush. The posik is speaking about, we have a posik. The pasuk says, "Amir de kechidish that they're potter to pay." So Rav Chisda says, "Al kaponim, let's be memai to kechidish." He says, "Speaking about after Yush." V'rami barchome muki lo af lifnei Yush. So we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk that someone stole something and someone else ate it up. They're potter to pay since they were not the ones that stole it. So we have a pasuk they're potter to pay. If it's be'en, it's asher gozal, ve'ishiv is asher gozal, the gzeila asher gozal, that means the gzeila that was stolen is still here, there's a chiv to return it. But if the gzeila asher gozal is not be'en, so the one who ate it up, the second one who ate it up, is potter to pay. A posuk, and this posuk gave him machlekes chomi balchome and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is only speaking about after Yush, and Rami Bachom is a fellow before Yush. Fine. So we have here a posik. Umiyu. L'Rav, the Oma Yish Kedikoni. Now, Tosfos has to be Mavar all the Shittas. Rav holds that Yish is Koine. V'sova Nami Kerav Chizde. So now, Rav has a dilemma. What is Pshat in this Pasuk? If it is speaking about that the Nigzal was not Miyayish, so Yitake Chayiv. No, so he doesn't hold by Kami Bachomet that there's a Pasuk, then you're potter to pay if you ate up a double Hanigozel. He doesn't hold like Rami Bachom. Now, if it's after Yush, so I need a Pasuk. Please, it doesn't belong to the Nigzal anymore. It belongs to the Gazla. That's Taisa's problem. According to Rav, what's Pshat in this Pasuk? Before Taisa said, Taisa has a Mahalach with a Pasuk. But according to Rav, the Pasuk is very difficult to understand. Mi'ul Rav, the Oma Yush Kedikone. Besova nami kerav chizdem, ledidei tzorech loimedas machdo. According to Rav, we'll have to say it's not a real drash, it's asmachdo. And it has to be talking about after Yush, and if it's talking about after Yush, the belav kro nami ptum, given the biyush kedi koni. Uma shebigzele kayemes chayovim, the forish besomech beezros Hashem. This posik that says Asha Gozal, the Gzela's Kaim, Gzela's not Kaim. So Gzela, so it has to be speaking about after Yush. We're speaking about before Yush. So for the Gzela's not Kaim, Rab holds like a Chizda. So it has to be after Yush. So it's after Yush. So what Pshat by Gzela Kayem is his Mechuv to return it. The Yush is Kaim by the Father. Neforish Besomach Bezos Hashem. Umiyu Koshin. So Al Koponim, Taisvis is saying as follows. This Shitas Rav Chizde and Shitas Rami Bachome, that if someone else ate it after Gzela, like Rami Bachome, or after Yush, like Rave, is a Gzela Sakosim. I mean, even though Yush is not Kain, it's not Shin, and there's no Shin Rishus, Afalpikin I have a posik, if the Gzeilasha goes all is ben, you have to return it. If it's not ben, they ate it up, you put it to peg. Gzeilasakos, Rav, who holds Yish is koine, so you don't need a posik, the whole thing is an asmach. Umiyu koshe. Laman doma bemerube, the shini loikoni. So an amand yoma, the whole shini is not koine. Vidorish veisiva gzeila mikomok. Leitorish Asher Gozal im Ke'ein Asher Gozal Yafsa. He doesn't touch Asher Gozal, it has to be the way it was B'Shas T'Gzeil. Alamuti Gozalovit. Is Minole Haidroshit. So according to the Mandi Omar, that does not touch Asher Gozal, that it has to be the way it was B'Shas T'Gzeil. He doesn't hold of this Droshit. So how does he know this then? That bracha ba'ochla is potter to pay. Ve'ein lai medoi sa'amayri is badi yishkadikone da'ashol etzorech lahaydrosh v'asmachdi Rabchia, but who is this yid that holds that shin is not koine? Rabbi Yochanan. Da'ar Rabchia, barab Rabbi Yochanan da'ar Shmreisha Goizel v'atar gzer mishtanis chayzer esbet. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that shin is not koine. Ve'ishir is a gzer mikol mokim. The last light Rosh Kain Shagozo. Besaiva Bemerube Bepirkin Dishkadi Laikonin. Im came in no lay Bengzela Kayemis of Turmila Shalom. You don't have a Droshe. Lekach Nire. The half Droshe the Lakaman Asmachti. Lekul Alma. Every knows there's no Droshe. It's an Asmachti. So now we have to face facts, so why later, if according to everyone it's asmachta, so what is the difference if he ate it after Yish, before Yish, he's not koine? Umisvore mechalek Rav Chizda bein lefna Yish bein liyache Yish. Rav Chizda held asvore. The loyhavi kol kach bershus more ache Yish kemoy lefna Yish. After Yish, Yush is not koine. But Yush Lemaisa was Megareya the Bailis of the Nigzal. Why? Because it's 1 foot out of the door already.
שנקל לוצאיס מרשוס ביילם בשיני רשוס אוי בשיני השם. After Yush, it's his bailus is not so absolute anymore. With a shini rishus or with a shini Hashem, he loses his bailus. So memele, the whole chiyuv of gzeila that I'm mechuyev to pay is dafkev I stole something from you that was completely yours. But if I stole something from you, or as mazik something from you, that your bailus is a shaky bailus, it's on the way out from your rishus, there was yish already, so now with Hashini Hashem, Hashini Rishus, it's going to completely leave your rishus. So memele, a person who steals, or is mazik, such a weak bailus, you're about to pay. So Taisa says, I'm saying, Merdeke Chedushim, where do you get such a thing? Before I said it was a posik. Then I proved there can't be a posik, because Rabbi Yochanan also holds this thing. And if it is a posik, so what's pshan the posik? The pasuk is not a paradume. The mai mukmin nekro tvei ache yish mulefnei yish. Keep the gam ache yish chshive b'shus mori. It's still the bailums. And if it's them, the bailum can take it away from him. So what is the reason that after yish a gazlan is potter, before yish a gazlan is chayv, and if it's them, the nizel can take it away from him? So kochoch. I feel it'd be a posik, you have to say this lumbus. Because after Yish was niklash, it became weakened. The bailus of the nigzel, it's 1 foot out of the door already. It's nekel lotzeis b'shini Hashem or b'shini Rishus. Ula Rami b'alchome neichetvei. According to Rami b'alchome, it's much easier to understand. Do you less like time with Rishus Mori Klau? If a cloud doesn't hold, Rav Chisda said a shtik teure, the Gemara asked, my time with Rav Chisda, a goizel bo'ach ha'bo'ochloi, rotsa mizeh goive, rotsa mizeh goive. So Gemara said, my time with Rav Chisda, because it's still his. Rav Mori b'achom ba'olz nekim in the husha lo'i gozlon, en yoche le'toi v'i cloud. And what is the svore? Sherei ein ligamri b'shus morei. After Gzeila, a little before Yish, it already started going out Mishus Mori. Shreini Yochel Agdishoi. He can't be Magdishoi anymore. Ish ki Yagdish is Beisei Kodesh, ma Beisei Mishusoi. Vigam Agazlun Yochel Eknoisei Bishini Maise. So, Rami Bachoma holds, after Gzeila, it's not considered completely the Bailims. And this klishus, this weakness in the bailus of the bailim, is sufficient to pater a gazlan, since it's not completely yours. So if I gazle something from you, I don't have to pay. V'teide, now I tell you that it's taken as such a svore, the horab chizde hutzach leforish my time. The Gemara, when the Gemara, Rav Chisda said, it's a loch of ba'ach, a ba'ach, a loch of mizeh goyve. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the thing, my time? You stole it. So you see from the Gemara held that the concept of stealing is only if you steal something that's completely the nigzals. If it was yotza ma'at mershut, it's ain't a b'shusay already, the Gemara also, that's not called a gazlan already. It's not, the nigzel doesn't have complete violence. The Gemara says, my time. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda, you're wrong. So you see, klal, that there's such a concept that a dovo ha-gozl, since it's ain't a b'shusay nigzel, there's a svara tapata the gazlan.